Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
Hello, it is great to be back with you. I tell you, it has been a tumultuous few days. It has been a roller coaster of emotions and just some things to come to grip with. Listen, call someone, let them know Focused on Freedom is on the air and that Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you, that I really do need you to be with me today. I need your encouragement. I need your prayers. I need your support as we in the nation come to grips with everything that has happened and everything that's going on, and how does the church rally around the decisions that have been made, and how do we, the body of Christ, not become discouraged or disheartened by what we think has happened, and how do we stay focused on God? How do we stay focused on freedom, and how do we maintain the ground that God has given us, and how do we, with clear spiritual conscience, move into the next 4 years? So I'm extremely excited about being able to share some words of encouragement with you and getting some encouragement from you. So call somebody, let them know that Focused on Freedom is on the air. Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you, and bring your Bibles today, because we need to open the Word. We need to look into the Word to find out just how we should be behaving or doing or not doing, saying or not saying, acting and not reacting. We need the Word of God to lead us and to guide us. Now, remember, we always say that the Bible is the infallible, inspired Word of God. We are what it says that we are. We can do what it says we can do. We can have what it says we can have. And we believe that our lives are governed by the Word of God. We believe that He is speaking to the church through His Word. Therefore, we don't enter into any time of life with fear. We don't enter into any time of life with confusion, but we do have some times when we are rocked back on our feet, and we just really have to, having done all we know to do, we just have to stand and stand girded. I mean, just having on our full armor. So let someone know that Focused on Freedom is on the air. Pastor Pratt is desiring to spend some time with you. Call a friend and let them know, man, she really needs you to spend some time with her today. She could use your encouragement, man. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So I need you to spend some time with me, and let's try and talk ourselves through what we have just witnessed, and get our emotions off our sleeves. I think if we spend some time talking about the election, I think if we spend some time talking about the emotions that we've run through, if we spend some time just allowing ourselves to mourn what we feel, I think that's going to be helpful, because in Ecclesiastes, the Bible tells you, look, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time for everything under the sun. And I think through all of the emotions that I went through on election night, and I'm pretty sure there was a time under the sun for me to be angry. There was a time for me under the sun to be confused. There was a time under the sun for me to be ready to just dismantle the whole system. But having gone through that, man, I understand that time is a season and I have to move forward. So let's get ourselves together. Let's begin to recoup. Let's begin to strengthen, and let's begin to have some dialogue about what's going on. You know that we have been this month on Thanksgiving, and we've been strong in that, and just really feeling the presence of God as we enter into His courts with thanksgiving and into His presence with praise. We have been encouraged by God. We've been uplifted. We've been motivated. And while we went through a myriad of emotions and concerns, we were not left there. We were not left there, because we had already taught you. I've been teaching you for the last year and a half that, listen, the Word of God says that you pressed in on every side, but you are not perplexed. So nothing catches us off guard, because we know that the devil is going to and fro seeking whom he might devour. So that doesn't catch us off guard. But nevertheless, we may have been caught a little bit unawares. And I was talking with a friend at work on, I think it was Thursday, might have been Thursday. And she said, man, because she prays, and she prays often. She says, man, I truly believe that the prayer warriors went to sleep on this one. We were so relaxed and so assured that God would not allow things to happen the way they happened, that we just rested in the fact that we've done enough praying on this particular situation. We can sit back with some chips and salsa and just watch the night unfold, when we should have been continuing the mantle of prayer, when we should have been continuing forging on and lifting up the name of God and asking him and beseeching him and thanking him for everything that he has done. So having said all of that, I just want you to know, listen, we're going to do a few seconds here, but I want you to particularly pay attention to Romans chapter 13. Did you get your Bibles? Did you text a friend and tell them that Focused on Freedom is on the air? Get you a nice, comfortable spot. Give the children some Pop-Tarts so we can spend this next hour together. But look, in the book of Romans chapter 13, this is how I got my freedom, because sometimes I can be a little spoiled when I don't get what I want. But I ended chapter 12 of Romans, that last scripture, that last verse in chapter 12 of Romans, and then it takes me right into chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. And in the last verse in chapter 12 of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 21 says, look, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. As I sat there on my sofa watching the election results roll in and feeling all of the things from my childhood, man, I was sharing with you guys how I was raised up in Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and how the little lady at the country store had terms of endearment for me and my sister. And when we were little, you know, 3 and 4, all the way up until we were maybe 7 years old, we never knew that the terms were offensive. But she called one of us heifer and she called the other one cow. Those were her terms of endearment for us. And it wasn't until I went back as an adult and I actually had an opportunity to stand up and say, man, those are not terms of endearment. And I wouldn't want to reminisce on the fact that was what you used to call us. And I wouldn't want my children to be exposed by the fact that you thought those were cute names for us. But sitting there on my sofa election night, man, I went all the way back to those days. My mind went all the way back to those days, to nights when my mother worked nights and she would be walking home from work and she would be chased by cars of Caucasian men yelling at her and trying to run her off the road, and how she would have to walk in ditches and in the dark so that they wouldn't see her to make it home safe so we could have food on the table. Man, I thought about all of that. I thought about the fact that when I graduated from high school, we couldn't go to the prom. No, it wasn't that we had a black prom and a white prom. The African-American students were not allowed to go to the prom. We did not attend the prom. They had one prom for the Caucasian students, and the African-American students were not allowed to attend the prom. We had an African-American principal at our school who was okay with it. He had no problem not advocating for us, not standing up for us, not supporting us. So all of those emotions came rushing back in on me as I sat there and I watched the election results and I listen to some of the rhetoric that had been put out by the presidential candidates and just was appalled by, yeah, I use the word appalled. I really was appalled by what I saw. But then once I get into the Word of God, once I get into my safe place, my safe haven, once I get into the Word of God that covers me and that keeps me out of the snares of the enemy, I get right into his word, and his word comforts and confirms to me that he is God. And I get to Romans chapter 12, verse number 21, and it says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. In other words, God spoke to me clearly. He said, don't sit on this sofa and let the devil take you back to what I already brought you out of. Because he has the ability to teleport you to the most horrendous places in your life and make the moment that you're in right now seem to be not real, but the moment that I brought you out of that was so horrible to be real. He can transpose the gains that I've given you, the life that I've given you, the abundance that I've given you. He can transpose you out of light back into darkness. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. I sat there and the Lord was speaking to me, saying just as clearly, don't let the hate that I had to root out of you take root again. Don't let all of that stuff that I had to get out of you come back up again because of what you perceive that is going on. You got to remember, I'm God. I'm in control of all of this. Do you not think that in 2016, I would not know that Donald Trump would be elected president? Did you think that would catch me off guard, Pastor Pratt? Did you think that I would not be wise enough to know what I was doing when I created Donald Trump? Just like I created you in your womb and I knew you. When he was created, I knew him, his innermost parts in the darkness as he was being formed. I knew him. I know you. So don't let the devil take you somewhere where I don't want you to be. Listen, call a friend. Tell them to come and talk with us for these next few minutes. We want to get our information. We want to get a solid rock so that we can move into the future blessed by God. So come on back and talk with us a little bit more.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Yeah, I just want to take a few more minutes and just continue this line of dialogue, this line of concern for me, just to give us peace in this time, to help us transfer anger into God-like tendencies, into respect for God's word, because I believe that the Bible says, you know, what it says. I believe that the Bible is the infallible, inspired word of God. It is able to make me free and to make me free indeed. Therefore, it doesn't matter to me who is in office. It really doesn't matter if God be for me, who cares who is against me. There is no weapon that has been formed that is able to prosper against me. I go in God's grace and I go in his mercy. So I was telling you, man, in chapter 12 of Romans, that last verse, verse number 21, is where God met me after the election results. I mean, I was up until 2:30 in the morning in disbelief because I had so bought into the fact that, you know, things were going to go my way because I had sent up a preliminary prayer and kind of rested in the process and just left the process to take care of itself and should have been more vigilant. I should have been more diligent in my efforts. I should have been more concerned. I should have been asking God more specifically for what I needed. But nevertheless, I find myself here and I find myself face to face with the words in chapter 12 of Romans, verse number 21. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good, which means immediately you fall down on your knees and you begin to pray for the focus of the country. You begin to pray for the leadership. You begin to pray for all of those who will be surrounding him. You begin to pray for other world leaders who may not understand, who may be a little fearful, a little concerned. You begin to pray for the people in the country who don't necessarily have the backing of God to know that, man, this works out in my favor. When I read the end of the book, I win. It doesn't matter who is in office. Doesn't matter what the situation is. I win. God has made me a conqueror and more than a conqueror. So what he's done for me, he's no respecter of person. You believe on him, he has done the same thing for you. So Romans chapter 12, verse number 21, don't let evil conquer you. Don't let it take you to dark places. Don't let it bring you out of your prayer closet. Don't let it bring you out of your servant mentality. Don't let it bring you out of praying for country and praying for leadership and praying for the world at large. Don't let it bring up those tendencies, man, that you had long ago surrendered to God. Don't let it bring you back to a dark place. Stay here because you're free and you're free indeed. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good, by speaking well, by praying, by giving of yourself, your time, your talents, your treasures, making sure that you understand that once you get past Romans chapter 12, verse number 21, you go straight into Romans chapter 13 and you find, look, everyone must submit to governing authorities. It didn't say submit if you choose to. It didn't say submit to the one that you wanted elected. It didn't say submit to the more popular one. It didn't say submit to the one whose rhetoric is most like your rhetoric. It didn't say submit to the one who offended you the least. It said none of that. The word of God says everyone must submit to governing authority, for all authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Now, listen, it didn't say you're rebelling against that authority. It says you are rebelling against what God has instituted. You got to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, God instituted order. He instituted structure. He instituted a regimented way of doing things to ensure a lasting dynasty, to ensure a lasting legacy that would keep you connected to him. So it says, so anyone who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in the people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Listen, I understand what God has instituted. He has instituted a way of us being in submission and doing exactly what he has told us to do. He said, look, this is how the world is going to know that you are my disciples, by the love you show one to another. I can't selectively choose who I'm going to show God's love to. I can't selectively choose who I'm going to show God's mercy to. I can't selectively choose who I'm going to be God's hands for and who I'm going to be his mouth for, who I'm going to be his feet for. His word is clear. I started out by telling you, I believe that the Bible is the infallible, inspired word of God. I believe that I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do, and I can be what it says I can be. And the word of God, Romans chapter 13, verse number 1, says everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority, not all figures, not all personalities, not all people. Get this straight now. For all authority comes from God. Authority, the ability to rule over, comes from God. Where did it come from? God? All the way back in Genesis, man. Come on. He told us, you have authority over everything in the garden. He told man, you have dominion over all of this. All authority came from God, and all authority was given all the way back in Genesis when God gave it to Adam. That was the only authority that was given. Since then, God has not had to loose authority on the earth. When he loosed it once in the garden, all authority was loosed. All authority was loosed in Genesis in the garden. He did not need to come back and reinstitute authority. Now, we're going to have to clarify some things as we get into this study, but he did not have to make more authority. All authority comes from God, and it was given to us in our position all the way back in Genesis. There was some transference of authority, but there was not a diminishing of authority. There was not a change of what authority actually meant. When he gave all authority was given. So listen, everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority, the ability to have dominion over came from God. He has given us all authority. And he clarified it in Matthew. All authority I have given unto you. So when you rebel against the figurehead of authority, you are rebelling against the institution of authority, which God set all the way back in the Garden of Eden, which he clarified in Matthew. Therefore, you are disobedient to the word of God. You're not disobedient to Donald Trump. You're not disobedient to Hillary Clinton. You're disobedient to the word of God that says you have authority over everything, and you cannot be selectively disobedient to authority. Either you're going to have authority over you or you are not. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. You don't think it catches God off guard when somebody who shouldn't be necessarily, in our opinion, in leadership is in leadership? God knows what he's doing. He's got all time in his hands. He's seen the end from the beginning from the end. Listen, call somebody, tell them. Let's get some clarification on this. Let's move forward, because we cannot continue operating the way we're operating. We have to be at the place of unity. It is not an option for the church. Unity is not an option. It is our life bread. It's our lifeline. Call somebody. Tell them Focused on Freedom is on the air, and Pastor Pratt is desiring to speak, spend some time with you. Let's heal.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. Once again, that's 800-978-3901.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that we're here together. I'm glad that we're healing together. Man, make sure that you hug your family, that you tell them that you love them, that things are going to be safe. Make sure that you talk with your Hispanic brothers and sisters and let them know, man, we love you. God's got you. He's going to protect you and cover you. He's not going to let anything happen to you. He's going to hold you, keep you safe. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. And that's why I closed that last segment by telling you, man, we need to be at the place of unity. We need to be one in our minds. We need to be one in our spiritual prayers. We need to be one in our singing of hymns. We need to be united against the wiles of the devil. We need to be united against the schemes of the devil. We need to be united in our focus to make sure that we all see things clearly, because there are some people who are afraid right now. There are some people who are confused right now. If you've been checking out Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, then you know exactly what Pastor's talking about. And you understand why it's so important that this teaching be done right now. Why it's so important that we understand that when we are not unified, when we're not at a place of unity, then the enemy is able to come in and run rampant. Man, just use this analogy, if you will. When you're a married couple in a house and you and the husband are fighting, man, the kids try and get away with murder. They'll come and ask one for something, and that one says no. They'll go ask the other one for something. They'll tell one, well, mama let me do it last time when you were gone, and I don't see why I can't do it now. They know when you're not at a place of unity. And when the enemy knows that we're not at a place of unity, he just slips little things. He just, like a dripping sink, just drip, drip, drip until he can cause a big crack. Man, that's why they periodically go out and check dams. The smallest crack in a dam could lead to a devastating calamity. So we always want to be checking our spiritual dam. We want to always want to make sure that our walls are highly fortified. We want to make sure that we're covering each other. We want to make sure that we're at the place of unity that's talked about in the book of Psalms, because at the place of unity, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore. That's why it's so important that we get an understanding of what it means to submit to leadership, of what it means to understand the dynamics of leadership, not necessarily to understand the caricatures of leadership, but to understand what God orchestrated, what he meant when he set leadership up in place. Not the characters that are involved in leadership, but the God-given principle of leadership, what he means for us to experience, what he means for us to have. We can have that dominion in that place. We can have the deciding factor in that place. So we're not coming against an individual. We're not coming against an entity. We're coming against the direct word of God when we are not able to submit to the leadership, to the authority that God has put in place. Not the person, but to the office, to the ability, to that to that power that God has in place. So we want to make sure that we're always clear that we're not necessarily going to be coming against Donald Trump, but we would be coming against what God has instituted. And his word in chapter 13 is very clear. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. It is not unknown to God. It's not unwise to God. I think Pastor Tony Evans wrote a book that we should all probably look at reading. It's in I think it's called Kingdom Citizenship. We should all invest in that book, because he has some godly principles on how we navigate through these difficult times and how we can establish our role as followers, so that we're able to submit with a clear conscience. Because there are only two things that, when I'm looking at submitting to leadership, there are only two occasions under which I would have to seriously consider not submitting. There are only two conditions under which you should seriously commit, understand that you cannot consider submitting. One is if the leader is asking you not to do what God has commanded you to do. You have to be obedient to the word of God. You have to follow through on what God has told you to do, because no leader can ask you to do anything outside of what God has commanded you to do. So if I have a leader who's asking me not to do what God has commanded me to do, then I seriously have to think that God would allow me to not submit to that kind of leadership. Then the other thing is if a leader is asking me to do something that God has forbidden me to do, that the word of God has clearly told me not to do, then I cannot submit to that leadership. So if you're asking me to do what God has forbidden me to do, or you're asking me to not do what God has commanded me to do, then those are two conditions under which I cannot follow leadership. And I get my understanding of leadership right from God. I get it from Jesus. Jesus and his disciples didn't do anything on their personal behalf that would cause them not to submit to leadership. When it was time to pay taxes, Jesus didn't say, "Oh, well, let them find us." He said, "Look, go down to the river, pull out the fish, get the coins out of his mouth, and go pay taxes for me and for you." He submitted to what the leaders were requiring of them. When he went into the temple, he submitted to what the leaders were requiring of him in the temple. He didn't just go in and say, "I'm going to do this my way. This is all mine. I'm all authority." He submitted to the leadership. Listen, when he was a little child, he submitted to the leadership, to the authority that was placed in his mother and father. He submitted to them, even though he was God in human form. He was over his parents. He was born before his parents and then born after his parents. He was all encompassing, but he knew enough about the word of God to know that everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God. And Jesus and his disciples did not disobey what the governing authorities told them to do, unless, listen, it was commanding them to do something that God told them to do, or it was forbidding them from doing something that God had told them to do. Those are the only two occasions. Now, we can understand leadership and authority any way we choose to, and we can do it the way that we want to. But when I get into the word of God, I understand that if Jesus was obedient to authorities, if Jesus submitted, then there is no reason why I should not submit to leadership. Jesus submitted even unto death. He could have called down legions of angels to fight on his behalf. But because the process said, you're going to go stand before this judge, you're going to go stand before this judge, the Sanhedrin can do this, they can do that, Jesus submitted himself to the authority, to the process of the land. When he was the one who supersedes all authority, he has it all, but he submitted himself, because once he took on his human form, he then bound himself to the word of God. And he understood clearly, everyone must submit to governing authority, for all authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So Christians can understand Romans 13 in different ways. We can understand it in different ways, but the word of God is clear. If a person is in authority, if it's operating in the system of authority that God created all the way back in the Garden of Eden, and there are operating in that authority, then I need to submit. There are two occasions under which I'm going to find myself asking God, where do I go? What do I do? If my leader is asking me not to do what God has commanded me to do, or he is forbidding me from doing what God has already commanded, I got to find out what it is that God would have me to do. I got to go back to God and get clarification, because I want to be able to submit to the leadership, because I understand that when I submit to leadership, I keep myself in right standing with God, and I keep myself in a position of unity. And when I keep myself in a position of unity, I understand clearly that at that point, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore. He will rain down blessings upon me. He will give me the keys. He will give me the access to everything that I need. Therefore, I have no problem submitting to the office of leadership. I have no problem praying for those who are in leadership. I have no problem submitting to the work that is required from a leader. I take that seriously. And I tell you, you'll get peace in this process if you begin to look into the Word of God, if you begin to understand what it means to have a God-fearing respect for authority. When you have an understanding of authority and you understand that this has nothing to do with the personality, it has everything to do with the position. It has everything to do with what God has already prearranged in the earth. Those things that he predestined from the very beginning, the positions of leadership is what I'm submitting to. I'm submitting to all authority. God was quite clear when Jesus was quite clear. He said, look, you got to render unto Caesar, man, give him his taxes. I have nothing to do with that. That is not me. God told Jesus submitted to what the authorities of the land call. And therefore, even though I may have started out with a heavy heart, once I get through Romans chapter 12, verse number 21, I don't let evil conquer me, but I conquer evil by doing good. And then I come face to face with Romans 13, and I find out that submission is where God wants me to be. And that's how I want to end. I want to be submissive to what God has told me to do, because that's how people are going to know that I'm a disciple of Christ, by the love that I show one to another. That's how they're going to know, by my obedience to his word. Even when obedience is distasteful, I still need to do it. Even when obedience is uncomfortable for me, I still need to do it. And that's where we find ourselves, America. That's where we find ourselves, Freed Indeed audience. That's where we find ourselves, right where God needs us to be, in a position of submission. In a position of submission. Come right back and let's close this study up for tonight, for today. And let's leave here with a prayer on our minds.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now, 800-219-8262, 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. Listen, we've been staying right here in Romans 12, the end of that one, verse number 21, and Romans 13. We've been looking at that. So I wanted to share a couple of things with you. I just wanted to share a couple of more things with you, and then I think we should be right where we need to be. We can get right back into Thanksgiving, because I really want to stay with Thanksgiving. I'm so excited about Thanksgiving, but I got to take just a couple of seconds here and remind you, listen, November 20th, man, we are so excited. We'll be celebrating our second year in ministry, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you coming out. We'll be celebrating with Gospel for Life at 4 p.m. for our second service. So, man, once you get finished with your service, come by and have a good time with us over at Freed and D. Christian Center. We're at 9401 West Garfield. I told you guys we moved. We were in the district office building, but that got a little too tight for us, so we moved over into the cafeteria at P.H. Gonzalez Elementary School, 9401 West Van Buren. It is a, it's out in Tolleson, and I am super excited. 9401 West Garfield. It's out in Tolleson. It is an amazing location. We are having a great time. I'm telling you, we are just moving and shaking. So join us for our 4 p.m. service. Gospel for Life will be there, and Lady Stowe will be ministering the word for us that evening. And it is going to be a great, great service, man. This is our second year. I don't even know where all the time went. Then like, I woke up one morning and it was second year. We were in our second year. I'm just asking my husband, like, where did the time go? He said, it's a blur to you because you're always up and doing something. And I'm so, so excited about it. Man, and then I want you to be in prayer with me because I want to launch a Women of the West Valley ministry. Man, I want to launch something like that where all of the pastors, or female pastors out in the West Valley, where we have a time to come together and just minister to each other and strengthen each other's ministry and just be a blessing to each other. So Women of West Valley, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the new year. I'm planning some things, and it's going to be super exciting. I know that it's going to be a time for us to fellowship, a time for us to grow, a time for us to come together and talk about the issues that are specific to us. I mean, there are issues that are specific to everyone in ministry, but in particular, women, man, it can get a little lonely sometimes. It can get a little daunting sometimes. And if you don't have an awesome support group, it can really become trying. So we want to launch that Women of West Valley Ministry, and it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be something that strengthens all of us, and I can see this thing growing across all of Arizona. I can see it just blossoming across the country where there are connections of women ministering to each other, where female pastors are just coming together and strengthening each other. But again, November 20th, 4 p.m., we will be celebrating our second year anniversary with Gospel for Life, and I'm inviting all of you to come and fellowship with us. It's going to be an evening of just wonderful praise and worship. And then I know that Lady Stowe is going to bring a word for us that is going to bless all of us. So be with us November 20th, 4 p.m., 9401 West Garfield. Go to the website and check it out. YouAreFreedIndeed.com. Yeah, you can go to the website and check it out. So there should be some stuff up there on the website. And then you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're not Snapchatting yet, but we're working on it. We're working on it. So you can find us on all of those. And then I'm going to be launching my YouTube channel in the new year, which is going to be so amazing. I'm looking forward to that. So there are a lot of things that are going to be going on and a lot of ways for you to keep up with us. I love responding to your questions on the website. I'm really looking forward to just watching God grow this ministry as we understand, man, we reap what we sow. We really do reap what we sow. And if we want to have leaders who are not ashamed to submit to our leadership, then we have to do the same thing. We have to give as good as we get, because I truly believe that this Bible, man, what it says is what it means. There's no two ways about it. When God put the words down, when he was the inspiration behind his word, he said exactly what he meant. So when he tells me, listen, you're going to reap what you sow. So if I go around sowing discord in the leadership, in the authority that's in position right now, then I can anticipate somebody sowing discord where I lead. I can submit. I can expect somebody to come and challenge the authority that God has established at Freed Indeed Christian Center. So I'm always careful not to reap things, not to plant things that I don't want to reap, because Freed Indeed Christian Center is fertile soil. It's good, rich soil. It's like something that God just put his hands in, and everything that is planted there is growing. So I don't want to be the one who's going in and planting tares among God's wheat. So I make sure that the people of Freed Indeed, that I don't have to reap anything that I've been sowing. So that's why this understanding of authority, this understanding of unity, this understanding of submission is so vital right now, especially to those of us who are in leadership, to those of us who have a platform where we can get people to hear us and follow us. That's why it's so incumbent upon us to make sure that we are leading God's people correct, to make sure that we're not ambiguous in what we're saying, to make sure that we're clear when we say, listen, God has called us to submit to the authority, because all authority comes from God. The position of authority comes from God. Therefore, I don't look to the left or to the right. I submit to the authority that God has put in place, unless I tell you those two clarifiers, unless the authority is asking me to not do what God has commanded me to do, or it's asking me to do something that God does not allow me to do. So I'm going to be clear on that one and make sure that I don't plant anything that I have to reap in an unhealthy manner. So I want people to know that God is in control. He's been in control forever. He's never relinquished control. He is the God who sees all and knows all. And I don't fear anything. I don't fear anything, because he told me, look, I've already prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Now, listen, I got to share one more scripture with you. And I think this one here is going to really put us where we need to be. So get your Bible and come right back, because I want to share this one with you. And I think this is where we'll close for tonight. I think this will put us right where we need to be, so you can have a great day today. All right. See you in a little bit. Just come right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction.
Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-8003.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, listen, I want to close today by giving you these things, and I want you to write these scriptures down in this order so when I read them, and we connect them together, then this is going to be our prayer for all of next week. This is going to be how we defeat the rhetoric of the enemy. This is how we're going to get the mantra of the devil out of our brain. This is how we're not going to be sitting up at night trying to figure out what's going on and wondering if God is in control. Write these four down. Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. You got it? Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 4. Then after that, you're going to write down Psalms 37, 7. Psalms 37, 7. Then after that, you're going to write down Psalms 24, 1. And then you're going to write down Psalms number 23. We're going to do the Psalms, the 23rd Psalm in its entirety. So let's read it through. Isaiah 43, 1 through 4. Psalms 37, verse number 7. Psalms 24, verse number 1. And Psalms 23. You got them? All right, here we go. It says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed us, who forms you, says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of opposition, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about the schemes of the wicked. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all the people who belong to him. For he laid the earth's foundations on the seas and built it on the ocean's depths. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, I got a word from God that says this: I don't need to worry about what's going to happen over the next 4 years. I don't need to worry about what's going to happen next month. I don't need to worry about what's going to happen in 20 years. I don't need to worry about that, because God has assured me, listen, even when I go through the deepest waters, even when I'm in turmoil, he is there with me. What is able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Not a single thing is able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not a single thing is going to be able to prosper against me. Not a single thing can cause what God has spoken over me not to happen. God has given me his word, and then he solidified. He said, look, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The presidency is the Lord's. The White House is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world, the whole world, and all its people belong to him. For he laid the oceans, the earth's foundations on the sea, and built it on the ocean's depth. God is not surprised by what's going on. God is not confused by what's going on. God is not dismayed by what's going on. God is not scratching his head trying to figure out what's his next move. He already knows what he's going to do. He knew what he was going to do in the garden. He already knew what he was going to do in the garden. And now he is bringing us along so that we, as his advocates here in the earth, we who are his workmanship, we who are his revelation to the world, he's bringing us along so that we can strengthen our brothers. And we operate not in a spirit of fear, but in love and of sound mind, knowing that surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. It's looking for me. It's trying to overtake me every day of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Now, how many of you know this stuff that live in your house? You protect, you guard it, you keep it safe. You make sure that the environment is right, the temperature is right. You make sure that everything that is needed to support the things that live in your house are available and readily available. That's what God is saying to you. I'm going to put you in my place, and I'm going to make sure that everything that you need is available and readily available. That's what he meant when he said, look, I'm going to make sure that you have life, and I'll make sure that you have it more abundantly. He's going to make sure that nothing that shouldn't happen happens, and everything that should happens happens. He's going to make sure that Isaiah 43:1-4 happens. He's going to make sure that Psalms 37:7 happens. He's going to make sure that Psalms 24:1 happens, and he's going to make sure that Psalms 23 happens. Listen, I need you to be with me on Sunday mornings. I need you to be in the church. I need you to be there at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. I need you to be at 9401 West Garfield. I need the prayer warriors to be there. I need you to be united with me so that we can stand firm, so that the world understands that we understand what it means to submit to leadership. And we're okay to submitting to God's leadership. We're submitting to what God has already put in place. We understand that he is all authority and he has everything in mind. He is our shepherd and he has all that we need. He's going to provide all that we need. He's going to lead us around all of these temptations and all this. He's going to prepare a place for us. And when we find ourselves going through difficult times, we find ourselves in the waters and we feel like it's going above our neck and over our nose and the tip top of our head, God is yet there. We already know that nothing is going to be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not 4 years, not 8 years, not 10 years, not a Republican, not a Democrat. Nothing is going to be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What we need to do is endeavor to keep the unity. We need to endeavor to keep the unity. We need to endeavor to show God's love. We need to endeavor to make sure that everybody understands in these last and trying days that Jesus is the reason. He is the one for which we are all chasing after. He is the solution to all of our problems. He is the one who can bring us out of the most dire changes. He's if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, listen and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from the land. Then will I hear. Man, he gonna heal our lands. We just got to remember, stay at a place of unity. Stay before God. Listen, see me at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, 9401 West Garfield. Come see me. Look for us on Twitter, Facebook. Go to our YouTube. Website, youarefreedindeed.com. Check it out. Send me a message. I love you.